1340WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Welcome to the show. On today's program, we're going to talk Murray State soccer. Jeremy Groves, the head coach and last year's OVC Coach of the Year, will be my guest. The team coming off a 2-1 exhibition loss to Evansville last night, but in those, I think Jeremy will likely tell us they accomplished what they wanted to accomplish from a personnel standpoint. Got to play a lot of players, see a lot of different players, but we'll get his take on it. I'm not going to put words into his mouth. It should be an interesting take. I think it's become apparent. I talked about Ed Marlowe with this, that Murray State has one terrific soccer coach to do what he did in a 2-year period to turn them from a team that was hoping to contend to going unbeaten in the league. It was just phenomenal. They have some incredible talent returning, some exciting newcomers, and we're going to talk about that in a bit. Before we do, though, let's get you caught up with our other sports. Two-time defending OVC champion Murray State volleyball team also opening camp this week. GoRacers.com reports that the full week featuring three practices a day until classes begin August 16th. Scotty Ingram, who was the OVC Player of the Year, and all OVC team member Kristen Besselson return, along with seniors Audrey Lewis, Ellie Lawrence, and Hannah Stoltz. Murray State getting set for their volleyball season, the same date that Murray State soccer gets underway. Actually, a week later, as the Racers start the soccer season next Friday on the 19th, and then on the 26th, it'll be Murray State volleyball getting in action. They'll play in the Fort Wayne Invitational against Fort Wayne, Ball State, and Youngstown State. An awful night for the Cardinals last night. Anthony Rizzo drawing a bases loaded walk in the bottom of the 11th. Cubs beat the Cardinals 4-3. Randall Grichuk hit a solo homer. Brandon Moss a solo homer. Zach Duke took the loss. An intriguing game today, at least on paper. But Adam Wainwright looked awful his last time out. Maybe he'll be better. He goes against Jake Arrieta. First pitch at 1:20 airtime today, 12:25. Also, more bad news. Matt Holliday suffering a broken thumb, hit by a pitch last night thrown by Mike Montgomery. Holliday declined to speculate if his season's over, but with a broken thumb, it probably is. Officials at the University of Kentucky announcing the dates for Big Blue Madness. Tickets for the event go on sale September 30th. Fans can start camping out 5 a.m. on Wednesday the 28th. Big Blue Madness at Rupp Arena set for 7 p.m. on October the 14th. All right, we'll take a very quick commercial break and be right back with Jeremy Groves.
Get ready for another thrilling season of Racer football with a Family Pack Special. Racer football season is fast approaching and season tickets are on sale. Available this month only, the Dunker Special Family 4-Pack provides four tickets and four popcorn vouchers for each of the five home football games this season for only $49. You heard right, $49. Stop by or call the MSU ticket office at 270-809-3000 for the Dunker Ticket Special Family 4-Pack, available only in August.
Welcome back to the program. As promised, the head coach of Murray State Soccer, Jeremy Groves, is my guest, the reigning OVC Coach of the Year. Last night, Murray State with a 2-1 loss to Evansville. But, Coach, I was following that along on Twitter. I noticed you played a ton of players, and it looked like you tried to get out of that what teams normally try to get out of a friendly or an exhibition, and that's to get a look at a lot of players. Is that kind of what we saw?
Yeah, you know, we try to play people. I think soccer is maybe one of the most unique sports where it's actually good to get a exhibition in, you know, to get up to game fitness and things like that. No matter how many times you run around a track and do that thing, it's still no actual substitute to playing a game. So we were able to get people minutes and get people extensive minutes. And, you know, overall, I think at this stage, I'm pretty happy with where we're at. There were some good things I saw and some bad things.
What are some of the positives that you saw out of last night after working and seeing your first exhibition?
I think at times we went forward very well. We attacked well, especially in the second half after we figured a couple of things out in the first half. We got to the end line a bunch of times, got some dangerous services in. That goalkeeper made some good saves. We hit the crossbar towards the end of the game, so it was better. Going forward was really sharp at times as well. The defending was good, and then at other times that's an area obviously where we still need to improve and work on as we move forward here.
Did you have some of your players who didn't see a lot of action last year step up and look good at times for you?
Yeah. We obviously brought in, 10 or 11 new players this year. And I think probably anywhere from 6 to 7 played last night. 2 of them started. And the 2 that started, I thought, equipped themselves very well to the standard. And actually, one of them scored, and the other one played the full 90 minutes at right back. So I was happy with what the new kids did last night. I think they were very nervous, you know, first college game, you know, big occasion, and they acquitted themselves well.
How did your players respond with practice today? Were they eager to get better?
Yep. What we usually do between games or, you know, after a game, the main group who played a bunch of minutes kind of recover, stretch, jog, you know, ice bath. And then the kids who probably didn't play that many minutes, we actually trained today, and it was, you know, training was good. It was very sharp for that group. There was a lot of energy, so, you know, it's nothing that I wouldn't expect.
I know last year you came in, picked 5th in the OVC. You rolled through it unbeaten, unbelievable season, the best in Murray State history, even the best in OVC history, Coach. This year you have a lot of pieces, and you've been picked 1st, so the target is on your back this year. That will be a little different, but it looks to me like you have a bunch of leaders ready to respond to that.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have an experienced group. Most of the kids who play a lot of minutes have been here since, you know, I was first here, so they're now juniors, so it's just the 3rd year with me, so they understand what I'm doing. You know, I think this is one of the things that I like about this group. They're hungry, you know, that they don't look too much ahead of our schedule, and they'll just kind of take each week as it comes. So, you know, I like this group. They've developed their leadership well here over the past couple of weeks. I'm certainly expecting big things, but we're not looking at the overall picture right now. Our goal is to win, and to win every game. So we'll just kind of take each week as it comes, and we're focusing on Louisiana Tech next week on Friday.
And to show you the talent, you had Harriet Withers, who just had a phenomenal regular season, even postseason. But then Taylor Richardson, so good in the postseason, she's named the OVC Tournament Most Valuable Player.
Yep. You know, obviously Harriet and Taylor coming back. Harriet picked up a little bit of a knock last night, so we couldn't play her probably as many minutes as we wanted to. But she'll be fine for the opening game. So it was good to get some other people playing in those positions and see what our depth was like. And those people stepped up pretty well last night going forward.
Lissy Wright, who is also a part of that phenomenal Murray High program along with Taylor, she also gets a lot of really good minutes for you.
Yeah, you know, I think last year I talked about Lissy kind of extensively. She's definitely one of the unsung heroes of the team. She's not a kid that's going to get on the score sheet, you know, a lot of stats and things like that, but her job is very, very important for our overall team. You know, she breaks up attacks and then stocks the attacks for us, and she just does a fantastic job for us.
I know following the phenomenal season of last year, you're going along really great, and Shelby Hayworth is doing a great job at goaltending. Then she is injured at the midpoint. You have to stick a freshman in there, Alex Stegerwald, and my goodness, was she phenomenal. Ends up second team OVC, and on the all-newcomer team, she was great as a freshman.
Yep, Alex stepped up huge for us last year. I don't think probably any of us really expected her to do what she did. We kind of hoped, but, you know, I think for a young kid, she's very mature and handled the pressure very, very well. And I think, you know, like you said, Shelby's obviously a good goalkeeper. And, you know, the competition that we have in that position on the field is really good. Unfortunately, I can only play one of them. But they both push each other and make each other better, which is great.
Yeah, that is not really a problem to have, that's for sure. You talk about the opener against Louisiana Tech next Friday. I know that's a team that last year was really good at home, 7-1 at home, so they're really good at defending that home turf. Tell me a little bit about them.
I kind of, you know, just know what I know from them last year, which, they're a big team, they're a physical team. You know, they have some talented kids, they have some good pieces. Last year, you know, they played us probably a little differently than what they'll play us this year. Last year, they sat back and just allowed us to come on to them. We ended up fortunately winning in overtime. I'm sure this year is going to be a totally different game. Obviously, we're going there. It's going to be really, really hot down there in Louisiana. So, you know, it's going to be a different game. I'm sure they're going to come out and come at us and give us a really good go. So we're looking forward to the game and the challenge that they're going to pose us.
And And, Coach, 2 days after that, you play Alabama at Alabama. Anytime you're taking on a team with SEC talent, you know you're going to get quite the battle. And this is what you want, is really good competition to set you up for OVC play down the road.
Yep. I love playing these schools, the biggest schools, because I think I've said this a bunch of times, is if we're fortunate enough to win, and hopefully we do, our conference, and that's probably one of the first places we're going to go to, is an SEC school within our region and play there. So I want us to be ready and prepared and not shy and step up to the challenge and be ready for the game.
Can this team be better than last year's team, in your opinion, or do you never look at things like that?
It's a different team. It's a different year. I guess if you're talking about overall records and RPI and things like that, then I would definitely hope that, obviously we set ourselves a big challenge to beat the record and things, but this team can be better. They can do the same as what the team did last year. We have enough pieces. We have enough talent. We have our major people coming back. It's if we stay hungry, stay healthy, and if we're prepared and ready to go.
Just a little bit on the OVC, Coach. Of course, you're picked to win it. The Racers are. But there are some contenders who want to upset that. Who are the main contenders as you see them in conference play?
I think the person who we played in the final last year is SEMO, Southeast Missouri State. I think they're going to be good this year. They do a good job there every year. They're in contention for something, and they're knocking on the door. I think Tennessee Tech's going to be pretty good this year again, same as last year. Jacksonville State's a hard game. SIUE, I think they won 2 years ago and then had not such a good season last year, but I think they'll probably bounce back. So I think, like you said in the opening, we're going to have a target on our back, and I think everybody's probably marked down their calendar for when we're either coming to town or they're coming to us to knock us off, because we've gone 17-3 over the past two seasons in the OVC. So I don't think we're going to be a surprise anymore.
Well, I know our fans can't wait to see you. You've developed quite a following turning out to your games here, and you'll take on Chattanooga, I guess, in 2 weeks. And you can't wait to get a home match, I know, at Cutchin Field, because you guys play so well there, and it's developed into just a great atmosphere, Coach.
Yeah. It's one of the – I love playing here. I think our fans are great. I think our overall home record, again, over the past 2 years since I've been here has been fantastic. And I know the kids just look forward to playing at home and doing things on our own field. I'd love to see an atmosphere like the OVC final every single year.
Yeah.
Every single game here, because it was fantastic. The whole hill was packed. There was people all over the place, and it was great support for our girls.
And the Harriet Withers moment is one of the iconic moments in Murray State athletic history. She scores the goal. I know Dave Winder had the great picture of that. I'll never forget that moment, and I know anyone who was there won't forget it either.
Yeah, I love that moment. We actually, when we have recruits on campus, we take them over to the Hall of Champions over there, and we'll show them the video. And still now, I think after probably seeing it 100 times, I still get goosebumps of her going through and scoring. It was a great moment.
Coach, I appreciate you accommodating me today after a game last night. Can't wait to see you get it started, and we'll be following you along beginning next Friday, okay?
Yep, thank you for having me on.
Jeremy Groves, Murray State soccer coach.